Crosby Pod. I hope I sound okay. We're having some technical issues here with the pod setup we have. We have the highest level pod setup in the business, I think, Steve, don't we?
I would think so. With how we rig this thing together, I think we're good.
I'm on a phone. It's fine. This is actually, I'm in a different spot. I'm actually watching Bad Beats get put together. Ay, ay, ay. It is great. But you know, not my picks and not your picks. Huh?
Nope.
How about it?
That is for sure.
Just handing them out for free. College or the NFL first?
You pick. You're hotter than me. How about wedding recap?
Let's start there. Shall we? Last week, we introduced you to Maddie, one of our producers, who, as I say, makes us better in every possible way. Content, ideas, perspective. She's younger than us. It's great to have a woman in the room. Like, you know, we just like not just middle-aged men. How they view the world. Like, Maddie just makes us better in everything we do every day. She got married. Now, she did it on a college football Saturday. Not great. She's in parts unknown. So she's going to hear about it after the fact, but whatever. She'll just have to deal with whatever shrapnel there is here. A lovely affair, I thought. I mean, beautiful up in Baltimore. What was that? Was that the museum? Baltimore Museum of Art?
Yeah, it sure was. I have a quick question for you.
Fire.
Did you cry?
I did.
Me too.
When did you cry?
Down the aisle with her dad. I just I don't know. It's not, I don't like call her our little girl of the show, but like we're old, man. Like everybody on our show is so young. And I don't know, like it was I don't get invited to a lot of work functions, and I was pumped that Maddie thought of us, and it just all kicked in. Like all you see old faces from ESPN. That used to be on the show, used to be in screening. And, you know, for us down here, we've been here 3 years and I haven't seen anybody. And I don't know, it all just hit me. It felt a little tear coming down down the aisle.
I love that about you. Now, it's you say that with affection because I like I described it last week. You're kind of like you can be like a big brother. I'm kind of more like uncle age, but she's significantly younger than we are. And for me, it's the relationship she has with her dad, and he and I have had conversations about being a dad, being a girl dad, and what that is. Obviously, you know that, and me too. When I saw her come down the aisle with her pop, I just thought, and I say this, and it's going to sound like a joke, but it isn't. I'm serious. Like, I'm older, man. I hope someday if my daughter decides she wants to get married, that I'm here to do it, man. And then when they say who gives this woman away to be married, I'll hang onto her leg like Van Gundy on Zoe. Like, no, you can't have her. She's my. I'll tell you what else I cried when they danced, father daughter danced. They danced the Lullaby, and me and my daughter have that little thing with Lullaby too. Some amazing lines in that Billy Joel song. If you're a parent, it says it's the idea of lullabies is that. Someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on and on. They never die, and that's how you and I will be, that there's always going to be a part of me with you. And that's heavy, and that's real. And so it was really cool to be able to be there and celebrate her and her husband as they got married, and also to watch Washington State score a touchdown on your phone so that we didn't have a bad beat.
Mm. Yeah.
God, that was awesome. How great was that?
I'm dying to go back. I have a bunch of games I'm trying to go back and watch. And I can't wait to go back and watch that because now we're in scramble mode post-wedding, trying to figure out what we missed. And I'm just trying to play catch up, but you only saw the highlights. So you see Oregon score. They take a little lead, and then all of a sudden there's a pick six. Now – Wazoo's not covering, and there's about a minute left. Like everything had, like they were up. What were they up 9 with 4 minutes left, and then they were down double digits.
I'm watching Bad Beats. They're up. Washington State's up 12 with 3:48.
There you go.
Then they weren't. Then they weren't. But then they were within a couple, and we got a backdoor trip to cover town at the wedding. So, so since we're in college, let's start there.
Yeah.
The line underneath Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State feels just more and more real to me. I give Clemson the nod for beating a good Wake Forest team. Hartman's awesome. You were talking about him on Saturday. Watching that dude run that mesh scheme that Wake Forest has, it took a ton for Clemson to win it. I give them all the credit in the world for winning the game, but I just don't think that right now, it's still September, but I mean, Bama, Georgia, Ohio State. And look, people wanted to fire on Georgia because they didn't beat Kent State by a billion. Come on. They won. They weren't great. So 30 minutes of ordinary football and like, just enough. Right. I mean, that's for me anyway. You're allowed to not beat everybody by a billion. But I got a line under them. And I mean, you know, I don't know what Kentucky is yet. We're going to find out, though. Boy, the SEC East is rugged. Right? Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. You got to deal with them, too, on the East. I mean, look, for years, the West has been the bully side of the block. But you got three top 10 teams in the East.
Yeah, I don't believe they're all top 10 teams.
I don't either. I'm just saying.
But they're there. I understand.
Yep. I don't know. I'd tell you about Tennessee and Florida, but I didn't see a lot of it because there was a wedding.
I'm in the process of watching it back. I got through the first half. Unbelievable drive. Tennessee went 99 yards in the last 3 minutes of the second quarter, and it was brutal because Florida did what they needed to do to have the lead at halftime, and then they didn't have it. So
just so we're clear, and that's where for us we kind of lost track because we weren't gonna be like missing the vows to hit refresh on the phone in the church.
Correct.
Phones were away. Phones were away. Now again, reception. Have a few cocktails. Need to keep tabs. Needed to know what was going on in Pullman, so we watched.
I might have looked up at the top of the church while sitting there and just looking up to the heavens and saying, can James Madison please come back? And they did. And they won.
So there's proof, Steve.
Shout out to the guy walking into the church. Hey, nice James Madison pick. Oh, yeah. I didn't see you after the church.
Oh, the guy was heckling you?
Oh, yeah. Hecklers all over.
Yeah, well, winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winner.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we move on, there are a couple of things going on at ESPN that I want to mention. ESPN, in partnership with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions, presents Against All Odds with Cousin Sal, Jimmy Kimmel Live personality Cousin Sal Iacono, and his three childhood friends, lovingly known as the Degenerate Trifecta, break down the biggest gambling events of the week and their top picks for games. That's Against All Odds with Cousin Sal. Listen where you're listening to this podcast. Can I speak to the Miami fans real quickly? Whoop, whoop. We got some Canes over here. It's kind of a lot. I want to go Cliff's Notes. Let me start with this. Don't miss this part. I want you to be great. Okay? Some fan bases have a strange superiority complex. I'd say Texas. You guys, somehow, you walk right past the fact that you lose 5 games every year and just say, well, we're Texas. Because we're Texas, and I'll just nod and go, yeah, you are. And you've got great history and you got all the money in the world and great facilities. And you can be arrogant even when your results say you shouldn't be because you're Texas. I'll give you that. But Miami has this weird inferiority complex where they think we're all out to get them. You hate us. No, I don't. You root against us. No, I don't. It's just been 20 years. You guys, when you want to talk, like I accuse you of having fake swagger because not as much as Texas, but you try to hit me with the we're back. Not like Ellinger, but the we're back bit. You know, and we keep waiting. But I want you to hear this. I'm not against you. I'm for you. Throw the U up. I'm on your side. But what happened to you guys Saturday is a good thing. Okay? Mm. It's hard to swallow because you got your ass kicked.
By who?
By the boys from Murfreesboro.
Mm.
It happens. Maryland went down there, took an L, caught a bad one. It happens. You got whooped. You never led. They had 500 plus yards, scored 45. You got your guy at Cristobal. I'm coming home. It's going to work because he's one of us. Well, check with Nebraska. Not always.
Mm.
But what you guys have is maybe unique. When people talk about swagger and guys like, you know, have an attitude and this and that, most people are just imitating you guys because you invented it. Really? Mm. Think about it. Who's got more than like an Ed Reed and a Ray Lewis and a Michael Irvin that did it in college, that did it in the NFL, that are gold jacket dudes, that know about the Orange Bowl, that know about having facilities, but none of it mattered? Like, you guys invented swagger. I want that to happen again. And it can. And what happened Saturday doesn't mean it won't. Nick Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe. Year one. They only lost 21-14, and it was kind of a little bit kind of sneaky. I looked it up. Monroe only had 282 yards. I don't know what happened that day, but it wasn't like what happened to you guys in the Hard Rock. But it's not terrible, because what this does is let everybody slam the brakes and take inventory. Coach Cristobal said Saturday night, we got a lot of work to do, and that's the key part here. Work. Everybody can hire a high-level Twitter person that can send out videos, slow-motion videos, show Michael Irvin in the Orange Bowl, show the swagger, get the Rock to amplify the message. But let me quote Jay-Z. This ain't a movie, dog. So it's real life. The work has to happen, and you have to build it back. And the good news is that you can, and I still think you will. But this allows everybody to take inventory and go, whoa, 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 whoa. Great, we've got this big money guy in NIL, and we're handing out cash, we're getting recruits. That's another kind of interesting thing, Steve, and this isn't strictly Miami, this is anywhere. When people get rewards before the work, when you get dessert, when you get dessert before you eat your vegetables, it's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Kind of tricky. I actually looked this up, man. Van Dyke, the quarterback, got that BMW deal. I looked on Twitter. I see Canes fans saying he got that BMW slash his tires. See, now people know you got the money, and now they're mad at you that you got the money because he had a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to hit the reset button, exhale, and realize that the work is what will make you great again. And you don't just get to send out tweets from famous people about the past and have it be real now, because that's not how this happens.
Mm-hmm.
The work has to happen. And so that's where I am with Miami at this stage of the game. Does that sound reasonable? Am I unreasonable about anything?
No, I agree with you. Everybody has their own issues, and you touched on it. You have to put the time in. I've said all offseason, I love the staff that Cristobal's hired.
He's awesome.
He's got everything you want, but he doesn't have the players right now. And why'd you hire him? Because he's a great recruiter, and he can recruit the hell out of your state and go wherever else he needs to get players. So, yeah, probably got to swallow a little bit. Didn't play great at A&M, had a winnable game there. But you could just tell they don't have the difference makers now. And
not yet.
You gotta take some lumps right now. So I think it's a good thing for them too. I think it gets their focus and attention, and you go from there. It's a long season.
It really is. It could happen to anyone. It hasn't happened to SC yet. They pulled a rabbit out of a hat in Corvallis. Oh,
man.
Oof. But they, you know, they've turned it around quickly. Obviously, yep. You know, they're off to a good start. you know, it happened with Texas and Herman. When they hired Herman, boy, they, like, the social media kicked into high gear, and 40 acres and all this and that. And then it's like, then they got tired and they ran him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't terrible. They just, and here's the thing about Texas right now. They lost a game by 1 point and a game by 3 points. I think Texas is good, yeah, but it's hard to win. And
really hard to win.
And you can't just tweet it into existence. We got some Canes over here. I'll throw the U up. I'm on your side. Deep breath. Be patient. And remember, it's going to happen. Just maybe not this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Embrace the journey.
That's it.
I got a transition for you.
Love that.
Who did I say yesterday losing was the best thing for him?
Same field.
Yeah.
Buffalo, <right. laughs> Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. It was getting out of control. You like got two primetime
love.
The primetime games, you play out of your mind in both games and you look invincible. And you always think about where's it coming in the NFL, right? Because we're going to talk about a team where I don't see many losses at all when I look at a schedule. But regarding the Bills, you go down to Miami. Miami historically has a great September record because they have some weather conditions that, let's just say, not a lot of the rest of the teams have. And you saw guys from Buffalo just, you know, they go down there without their secondary, basically. They lose the offensive line. Diggs is trying to go every other play because he's cramping. And they're that close. They ran 90 plays. 90.
Allen threw the ball 62 times.
90 plays. And I think Miami ran 39, if I remember right.
Wow.
And you're right there, and you lose the game on the 3-yard line. So I think it's a good taste to have for them, and now regroup, get that roster right. A couple guys aren't going to Micah Hyde out for the year. He's been a great playmaker for you, but you have plenty of pieces. I think it's a great learning lesson, and that's why I think it was really good. I know it sounds crazy, but it was really good for the Bills to taste defeat.
You know who has the second best point differential in the National Football League behind the Buffalo Bills through three games?
Philly.
Nope.
No.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh!
They're plus 46. Plus 46.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right. And they beat the Colts at home, but when the Colts lost to Jacksonville 24-0 on Sunday, what did I say would happen when the Colts entertained the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think we were in agreement. We both said, "Yeah, we the both, Colts next week."
Yeah, we both felt like that was just a given outright, and there it was. Sometimes the NFL is just, you can see it sort of a mile away. Johnny Cash, I see the train coming. But they housed the Colts in Jacksonville, where the Colts have lost 8 straight games. But then they go out and play a Charger team, and I get like Herbert's out there playing hurt, and man, I feel for the Chargers. They lose Guyton to an ACL. They lose one of the best left tackles in the game to a biceps tendon. Bosa goes down as well. It's just brutal. But that's just not a game the Jacksonville Jaguars are supposed to win. Hell, they've lost 18 straight road games.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did on Sunday was not an accident. They smoked the Chargers. And I get Peterson's a schemer. He can come up with plays and all that. And okay, you go get Christian Kirk, who scored 3 touchdowns now. You get ETN back from the injury from last year, and you've got some difference makers on defense or whatever. But watching them play and just watching the way they won, this is not me making the mistake I made with Carolina last year where I got super chesty and wanted everybody to apologize to Sam Darnold when they were 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
But Jacksonville's just a whole lot different than they were. Don't know if they're good, like December good. Are they going to be part of the conversation? I don't know. I just know that they're a whole lot different than they were last year. And I'm happy for Lawrence, and I'm good for the Jags. I mean, they've got a guy in that's cut for this particular brand, Sunday coaching. They got a guy that knows how to do it, and it's very different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I don't know if people have watched him much.
The answer is no. They're going to see some highlights, read some Twitter, and everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, the Jags, they're good. Because when the people say that they watched them, they didn't. That's your average NFL fan. They just watch Red Zone. That's all they do.
And that's fine. Shout out to Ciliano and Hanson.
I hate it.
Well, I mean, give some support to the guys that do a great job. But I understand.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to talk about it, you know, watch it just so you have at least a little more familiarity. I hear you. But I mean, they're different. We'll find out more Sunday because they play a team I'm pretty sure you were alluding to earlier. Look at Philadelphia's schedule. Now, we all know it's a National Football League. They're going to lose some games. That's what happens. Just look at the Eagles' schedule and tell me the obvious spots where it looks like they won't be either favored or have a chance to win.
They're favored in every game.
Including Green Bay?
Every game.
I mean, talk about different. Last year, Sirianni's talking about watering the flowers or whatever, and we're all heckling him. And now he shows up in a Kelly Green, Mike Quick to Washington game, and everybody's all about it.
Mm.
Hurts. How about Hurts, man? I don't know what I thought he was going to be. I wasn't dismissive, but I thought, wow, Philly kind of reaching for a dude. I'm not sure he's a dude. He's a dude.
Yeah.
Looks easy to him right now.
Yep. And that's because of what the situation they put him in. He has a great offensive line. He has a staff that wants to run the football, and throwing the football is a hell of a lot easier when you know your team can run the football, and most especially the other team knows you can run the football. So that way they can't, you know, play games with your eyes and all that stuff. You know what you need to do, and that coach and staff has done a great job. You said it, and I forgot who was at Philly that was talking about. They're like week one or last week they, you know, fans are showing up, or I think it was Joe Buck. And he was like, fans started showing up in like sunflower outfits about Sirianni.
Yeah.
After
it was Buck. It was Buck. Yeah.
But I watched them every week. The back door was open against the Lions, gave it to the Vikings, gave it to the Commanders. And I just love the makeup of them because of both sides of the line of scrimmage. They just wheel in guys on the D-line, and they're all above average guys, I think. And their offensive line is as solid and versatile as there is. They do great stuff with running the football. They keep Hurts upright. I mean, he threw the ball from the pocket yesterday, and we obviously know he could throw the ball on the run. And, I mean, Devontae and AJ are pretty legit weapons. You throw Goddard in the middle there, and the guys that they could throw it to the ball out of the backfield, I think that stuff travels. And that defense definitely travels. And I look at the other teams in that division. I think that's a wrap. And I just love the consistency that they're made of. And I think Super Bowl is going to go through Philadelphia because they're going to have home field.
Hot take incoming early September, Super Bowl through Philadelphia.
Yep.
All right. You said it. I heard it.
Good.
Look, early on, I mean, Green Bay will have something to say about that. Tampa Bay's offense is so bad right now just because they have they haven't had their guys. When they get their guys, I got to believe that that's real because that defense is they're a lot. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot you're dealing with there. But okay. You're giving me that.
Yeah.
Three weeks in, the AFC West is not what we thought it was. I think that's something we can say that's not a super hot take. That's just pretty obvious.
Yep, I'd love to run some tape back from this summer telling me it's the best division ever.
Well, I mean, the Raiders haven't won a game, and the three teams who have beaten the Raiders don't have a win against anyone else.
There you go.
Okay. The Chiefs lost a game that I think they should just blow the tape up because I don't know what you learned from what happened yesterday, but it's just like, honestly, when you look back at whatever that was, you just go, well, that was dumb. What was all that about? Why are they Canadian? I don't know. The Chargers are so banged up with injuries that it's just got to feel scary. But meanwhile, Denver, let's ride. Hey, man, they're 2-1. And they've scored 43 points. I have this written down to mention. Because I'm not knocking you. Bears and Broncos. You're both 2-1. The Bears have 52 points through 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos have 43, and they're 2-1. And the Broncos, I mean, if your guy makes a field goal, you'd have 46 points, and you'd be 3-0. early on, man, this, the, you know, I know Coach Parcells said you are what your record says you are. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you're, I don't know if you're 2-1, Denver. I don't know if you're, if that's what you are. Maybe if you're
getting, how close they are to 3-0.
I understand that. I'm trying to say, at some point you're going to need to score more than 16 points to win football games, would be my guess.
I would think so.
Optimism meter, check in on the Mets.
Not great. Next, this weekend is going to be very, very strenuous.
Little trip to the A?
Yeah. House of Horrors.
Come on. Be confident.
I try.
Be confident.
We'll be there.
I understand. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I'm bummed that my Orioles aren't going to make it. We said this last week on the podcast. They got me to September and they played games that were interesting, and that's a whole lot more than we've had. But I do think that it's fascinating. This is a sport that just people I shouldn't say tap out on, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, look, we all know that it's just not the day in, day out obsession that other sports are. But to quote Neil Everett, if some is good, more is better. I think more playoff teams, more series, it'll be fun. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be rooting hard for the Mets just because I want to see you grind hard. We've talked about this. I say there's nothing in sports that's more stressful than overtime hockey in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But playoff baseball is really, really close.
Every pitch.
One run lead, seventh inning, heart of the order. Got a gap bridge guy trying to get to the trumpets, you know.
Two out walks, guys coming in from the bullpen, walking people.
A lot of cutaways of nervous fans. I mean, it's just, and it takes a while. Like everything that makes the sport kind of suck during the summer only makes it better in the fall. Does that make sense?
That's a great point. No, you're right. You're totally right.
It lasts longer and makes you stress more and more and more as it's happening. And I'll be rooting for you as you root for the Mets.
I got something to say.
The floor is yours. I'm always yours.
We gave a quick wedding recap, but I have something to say about wedding etiquette.
Okay? Listen closely, because if there's one thing Stanford Steve knows, it's wedding etiquette.
When the father of the bride says he wants to say a couple words, and he grabs the microphone, everybody else needs to shut up, because people talking while the guy who's paying for your free drinks at this wedding wants to say something, and he wants everybody to listen to it. I was about to lose my mind looking at people and just staring people down when Maddie's father is talking, giving an unbelievable speech. And it wasn't long. It was to the point. And these people couldn't take 5 minutes to shut the fuck up. And people, just shut up. I know it's hard, but it's really not. Just shut up.
Can't say it better than that. Everything you just said is entirely accurate. And that is how we're going to leave. I want everyone to think about what Steve just said, because it's the truth. It's the truth. You're on scholarship. At least you can do is lend your undivided attention to the person that's paying full freight tonight. It's not a lot to ask. Also, maybe a spring wedding is nice. We'll talk to you, everybody, next week. That's Stanford Steve. Check out Stanford Steve and the Bear. Their podcast is right here where you're listening to this one. Hope we keep winning games. I mean, they're free. It's not a big deal. No big deal. We'll see you.